I was in Margate last summer for the summer season. A friend of mine said, do you want to go to Margate? It's good for rheumatism. So I did, and I got it. And while I was there, I tried to get in the hotel, but it was packed. So I went to this big boarding house, and I knocked on the door, and the landlady put her head up the window and said, what do you want? I said, I want to stay there. She said, stay there, shut the window. And I bought, while I was there, I bought one of these frogman outfits. You see them, haven't you? I did, I bought the whole lot, big flippers, big tank on the back, goggles. I bought the whole lot, and I had a photograph taken. Like that. We never know, do you? And I went to the bay, and I jumped in, because you're not supposed to dive in. It's very dangerous. No, it is. So I jumped in, and I went down like that. I may have turned a little bit. No, I didn't. I thought I did, but I didn't. And I went down to about 155 feet. And it was very quiet. And I'm going along like that. I got the instructions here. See? And I get rid of them, and I start to do that. I'm showing off a bit. And the feet are going like that. No, not in the front, in the back, you know what I mean? And I'm going along like that. See? I wonder where Tom is. And I'm going along like that. And all of a sudden, I look ahead, and I see a man walking towards me. In a sports jacket and grey flannels. I thought, that's unusual for a Thursday. So I go towards him, and I don't care now. I really go towards him like that. And I take this pad out, and I write on it, what are you doing down here? Walking about in a sports jacket and grey flannels. And he takes his pad from me, and he writes on there, I'm drowning. Now these rings will drop apart in front of your very eyes. Just like that. Not like that, like that. People do pick on you, don't they? All the time. And my wife picks on me. I mean, she said to me, you never take me out. So I said, all right, get ready. So she goes upstairs about 5, and about 10 o'clock, I get worried. I hadn't heard from her. So I go upstairs in the bedroom, and she's walking about with nothing on but a pair of football boots. And she said, I've got nothing to wear. And I said, all right. So I went in the next night, I said, and she takes hours to get ready. Hours. Oh, dear, oh, dear. And I said, I've got 2 tickets to see the King and I. She said, I won't be ready. I said, it's all right, it's tomorrow night. It's like a fellow, everybody picks on people. A fellow went into a pub, a little fellow, about 5 foot. Like about James Cagney. Okay. That was good, wasn't it? I do a lot of impressions, a lot of them. I'll do this, here's a quick one before I do that. Listen to this, you're the first to hear this, very first. Hello, Tommy, how are you? What do you think? Now, be honest, what do you think? What?
Great.
Great. Thank you. You don't know who it is, do you? He's my milkman. I'll give you another one, another quick one. You heard of that wonderful film star Gregory Peck? No, Gregory Peck. I've had my nose fixed and my teeth don't work. Gregory Peck. I'd like to give my impression now of Gregory Peck's father. Hello, son. Do you know, my feet are killing me. You know, every night when I'm lying in bed, they get me around the throat like that. And they try to strangle me. You can see the toe marks here, look. And I'm lying in bed one night, and I was just like that, like you do. And I thought to myself, I don't like this. You do, don't you? So I thought, I'll go over the other side. So I went over like that. And I'm like that, and I thought to myself, I think the other side's better. So I went back again. And my wife had just rolled up her hair and put it under the bed. And then she said to me, the front door's bolted. I said, well, it can't get far, can it? I'll get it in the morning.